The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Never o'clock. We are the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. And as you know, I'm a world-class inventor, but I haven't had a new product in a while. I have devised... Okay, this is... Well, first, this is the problem.
Actually, I think you had a new product a couple weeks ago. Or not product, but an idea a couple weeks ago.
It was not a product. It was different.
I mean, that you already said like months before.
Yeah, whatever. It's still different. Right. Anyway, okay. You take a piss. This is for a man. You take a piss at the urinal. You're done. You walk away, go wash your hands, or don't. Some guys don't. And then all of a sudden, you feel the fucking drop going down your leg. Like, you can't help it. You can fucking stand at the urinal for 5 minutes. Once you're done, you're still going to get that drop. So how about a pair of underwear with a thin sliver of a sponge at the fly? Just to soak that up so it doesn't fucking run down your leg.
Well, first of all, that wouldn't be very... It's going to sort of stink all day.
No, it's not. Oh, it's not going to stink getting soaked up in your underwear anyway and running down your pant leg?
That's why they sell, like, tampons for dudes now. I saw Tony...
Tampons for dudes.
Tony Siragusa was selling them.
Who?
He's a football player.
Yeah, I wouldn't know that.
Ex-football player.
Why would sticking something up my ass help me with that problem?
Your ass?
That's what you do with your tampons, right? You stick them up your ass?
It's a underwear liner for a male.
I'd rather have them. I like my idea better. I don't want a whole liner. Because if you, let's say you have a luck with the lady and you take off your pants, and what the fuck you got under there? Some piss collector? This is discreet. It's embedded.
It's discreet. It's gonna get bigger and bigger.
I said a thin sliver. All you need is enough for a drop.
I don't think it'd work.
Yeah, of course it would work.
I think the liner's a better idea.
Nah. Why? Because I thought of it, so it's not a good idea.
Because all your ideas are shit, man.
You know how much money I've made from these ideas?
Including this one.
You're shit. Can't believe you. You know what I discovered is a big problem? People don't know... They don't really know how to empathize.
Because people are so dumb.
You're right. I wasn't going to say it, but you're right. They don't know how to empathize. Sometimes they think they do... They think they're putting themselves in other person's shoes and like, how would they react? Let me put myself in their position. But they're not. What they're doing is, what would I do in their shoes? That's still you doing something. You're not thinking about...
Because people are so self-absorbed, they don't care about other people.
Yeah, but
they'll tell you all day that they care.
Yeah, I know, but of course they don't.
They don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit what people say. Look at what they do, and that tells you. That's how they let you know they don't give a fuck. But they really... Okay, it's not just being in their position. You gotta get in their mindset. What would they do? Why would they do that? No, it's just like, what would I do? All right, I do this. Obviously, that other person's not doing that. So you really... That's just a useless exercise.
Speaking of asshole people, I was driving down the road. And it was 45. I was probably going like 52 or something.
You're fucking speeding. It's on you.
So this guy comes up behind me. I don't know if it was a guy or a girl. I didn't see. And all of a sudden, goes in the turning lane in the middle and starts to pass me.
Oh, such an
and asshole. If I would have noticed a second earlier,
you
I would have
sped up. Yeah, fuck you.
Because I every day on the way to work, I'm trapping people. I don't give a fuck, piece of shit.
They drive like assholes. They deserve it.
These people, like, who do you think you are that wherever the fuck you're going is so important?
Yeah, it's more important than what you got to do, obviously.
So he goes into the turning lane.
I'm king of the world.
Speeds out of, like, four cars, swerves back in the lane, then goes through a red light that changed, like, 10 seconds before he got to the intersection.
Okay, along that vein, one time I worked with this girl. She was such a shitty fucking driver. She thought she was a great driver. You know why? Because she goes consistently like 20 miles over the speed limit. So you're a great driver, you know, in most people's books. So she was driving on the interstate going to work. And she was driving so fucking bad. Just, you know, speeding in and out of the lanes, you know. Changing lane, getting between cars. Like you're in NASCAR. and multiple people called the fucking police on. That's how bad she was driving. And you know how I knew about this? Because when I got to work, there's a state trooper by her car. He's like, do you know the person whose car this is? I had to go into
work. How'd they find the car?
No fucking clue. I was wondering that myself. Like, how'd they find her?
You should have asked them.
Because when I talked to her later, I'm like, what happened? She was complaining, oh, some people, when I was on the way to work, they called the police.
Because I've seen the one time...
She's a decent-looking chick, so of course you let her off. Nothing happened to her.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
They probably can't get her for anything anyways because, like, they didn't witness it.
I guess. But, I mean, how bad must it have been that a fucking state trooper tracked you down? You're already parked. You've been at work for a little while. They fucking find you somehow.
This one time, it was the middle of the day, this guy in a Jeep, it was a regular road, two lanes. He was all over. He was in the middle of the road. I don't know if he was on his phone or what the fuck he was doing.
Drunk, I see that too.
And it occurred to me, like, maybe I should call the police, but I'm like, that's such a hassle, because I'm not going to be like, this guy's going this way. Were they even catching him anyway? I think he's
on his phone. I'm on my phone too now to call you, so maybe I'm in trouble.
Or I've driven at home at late at night and you see a drunkard around.
Oh, like, hell yeah. You know he's drunk too, because he's like, he's in the middle. And then you see him kind of go over to the end. Then as he's in the middle of, like, the fucking shoulder. Then he's back again. He's drunk.
And then there's those people, like, they keep, like, crossing the lane. So you gotta pass them. But you have to pass them really quick and just in case they don't do it again.
Yeah, fucking sideswipe your ass.
Assholes. Learn to drive. That reminds me, driving on the highway is so annoying these days.
Yeah, what isn't?
It's just like, because you can't go, like, everyone's going different speed. You got people going 50. You got people going 65. Yeah, people going 70.
Or higher.
Higher. You know, you go all over the place. It's like, geez, that's why. You know, we'll be talking about this in our Predictabilities, which is our futurist podcast.
Automatic cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I think within 10 years, you're not going to be able to have manual driving on the thruway. Because think about all the gas that's wasted from people slowing down and speeding up. And the accidents that are caused from people having to stop real quick. If everyone's going 90 in an automated car... You know, you can be a couple feet away because it's, you know, it's all computerized and motion detectors and all that stuff.
Yeah, you know what?
You'll get places so much faster and there'll be no traffic jams.
Accidents would be a weird fluke. Like, maybe if there's some kind of, like, you know, malfunction with your car, you know? That would be, like, really rare. That'd be nice.
It's going to happen probably by 10 years from now, I think. We're doing a mini predictability.
Yeah, I think that's a little soon.
We'll talk about more of that
next
week.
I don't want to blow my wad with that shit.
Yeah.
That's right. Because if you listen again, I'll be just repeating myself because I have the same opinions because they don't change.
Oh, you're not going to believe this. New subject. I read that some study says that acupuncture is bullshit.
Surprise.
Wait, so...
All that fucking nonsense?
So sticking needles all over me isn't going to make me quit smoking?
Listen, there's pressure points. There's nerve clusters, okay? And people in China have been doing that for centuries, okay? And look where they are.
And why would be poking a nerve cluster or what was the other thing you said?
Pressure point.
Pressure point is going to make me quit smoking.
You don't fucking get it,
Or cure my sex addiction.
Your chi flows throughout your body.
Or make me lose weight.
It's because people are dumb assholes. And they'll believe anything. My psychic told me to stick a needle in me. There you go.
Now
I'm cured.
It's insane that what people believe. And then don't worry about the study, because if you were an acupuncturist, because you'll still have plenty of clientele.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be like, no, I know. Because before I started taking it, I had so much back pain, I could barely walk. And now I'm running around lifting stuff up.
I lifted up a car the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Over my head. I didn't like, not like an inch. Over my head.
I'm playing squash with the guys at work.
I don't know how to do. What is that, with a fucking mallet? Is that what squash is?
I don't know. I know it's like, it's got to be like sort of like...
Is that like polo?
No, polo is when you're on a horse.
And then you got water polo. Can the horse swim?
No, there's no horse involved in water polo.
Why not?
But they say that water polo guys are some of the most in-shape athletes around.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Because you're not like walking in the pool. You're swimming the whole fucking time.
Right, seahorses.
It's not a really good... I watched some during the Olympics Cup last year because...
Boring, I bet.
It's not a very good spectator sport because there's hardly nothing to see. All you guys got like a bunch of guys' heads sticking out, and the nets are like kind of hidden.
Yeah, and then they switch up to Marco Polo, and you don't know what's going on. Lots of different kinds of polo.
Yeah, I used to go to the water and cheat. Nick has a big fish out of water.
You're a fucking cheater.
Well, you had the fish out of water thing, so you could do it.
Then you got a polo shirt, which sometimes are cheap, sometimes they're way
too
expensive.
That's what you wear when you do regular polo with the horse.
That's insane, because at Target, the same shirt is like $15, and then you go to like Macy's, and that same shirt is like $85.
It's got a little alligator on it.
I know. It's like, are you fucking out of your mind? I'm going to pay like $115.
Listen, those alligator little alligator patches are not cheap.
What's it made out of? Titanium? Diamond? Fucking nuts.
What is that, a polo shirt? Wait, you don't have an alligator on that. Fuck you. Get out of here.
And how did that get super expensive? Because when I was a little kid, we used to wear the little shirts with alligators on them, and I'm sure my parents weren't paying $100
for a fucking
shirt.
Was it a little cost? Maybe it was like a cheaper version.
Maybe. Because I remember having little alligators on my shirt when I was a kid.
It might have been like a...
like some kind of...
knockoff.
Knockoff, offshoot.
Knock that off.
Mm-hmm.
They probably got a bunch of knockoffs at the flea market.
Oh, yeah. We should go to the flea market. I haven't been there in forever. Remember I used to buy knives there?
Yeah, for your knives collection.
Because I'm a murderer. Like Dexter.
I don't know. I've gone to the flea market, but I rarely buy anything.
Really?
First of all, I never have cash on me, so before I go, I gotta get cash out. But I'm I'm getting this out for nothing, and I'm not spending it somewhere fucking else, because I'm not gonna buy the... What am I buying at the flea market?
For me, it used to be knives and lighters. That's what stuff I would check out.
And really old porn. Because this one dude there has like... He's got like... stacks. Not even some guys got stacks, but this guy's got like
a whole
boxes.
Fucking, yeah, like, he has like a whole section.
Like you look for 1979, they have like Hustler 1979.
Huge bush.
And it's all like sticky. There's like 40-year-old sperm in that.
Yeah, you crack open a page and a cloud of dust comes out. Do you think that you could collect that dust and reconstitute it?
No, because sperm are dead after a couple hours.
Yeah, but what if some dude like just invented some kind of solution where you just dumped it in there and like sperm could just stay alive?
I don't know. I don't think sperm eat or anything.
But wouldn't that be cool if people just had pet sperm? Like, you come into this, you just got a tank, and they all just live there.
Well, you can't see sperm with the naked eye.
Oh, let me tell you something.
It'd just be a white tank. Like, what do you have in that tank? Mayo?
No. How about this? Okay. You come into this tank, and now they swim like schools of fish. So you'll have this white ribbon just moving around. It'd be beautiful, like art. Can you imagine that?
I don't know.
That's my new invention.
So you're going to get pregnant from like people who died like 20 years ago?
Yeah. What if you want that? What if you find Albert Einstein's old cum rag? You take that, you put it in that solution, the sperm are alive again?
I think Michael Jackson owns his cum rag. Oh, no, wait, that's his brain.
I thought didn't he throw that in the elephant man's bones and created a monster?
I don't know. What kind of animal did he have? He had the weird animal.
He had an animal? He has lots of animals, doesn't he?
Yeah, there was Neverland Ranch. He had like
lots of shit.
Emus or something like that.
He had whales, giraffes, hippo whales, hippo giraffes. He had lots of different shit. Animals you never even heard of. He was a genetic engineer. Did you know that?
I heard of this lady. Her husband died, and she had his frozen sperm. And she could have impregnated herself with it, but she decided not to.
Then how do you know she wasn't lying? I have this, and I could do it.
Well, it was on a show of some sort.
But I'm not. How about I just say, you know what? I built my own spaceship, and I was going to fly to Mars to see what it was like. But you know what? I kind of don't feel like it anymore. I don't know. I lost interest.
She was saying how creepy that would be. Because the husband's dead. He died of cancer like 5 years earlier.
Apparently she didn't love him anymore.
And before he died, what do you mean?
It'd be creepy. He's dead and everything, all gross now. Fuck it. It's creepy. If she would have really loved the man, she would have wanted a piece of him and wanted to have a child.
You don't think that'd be weird to get impregnated by some guy's sperm who died like 5 years earlier?
No, I'd love it. I'd love to be pregnant.
Although I think it's like those sperm...
Yeah, if someone made sperm a donation banks, at a they, sperm bank, yeah. What if the dude died? You don't fucking know. Then everything's creepy. And wait a minute. Did she have the sperm professionally frozen, or is it like in her freezer?
Yeah, it's at a fertility clinic.
Could you do it yourself, or do you have to have like a special...
I think he's got to do... Rig? No, because I think you have to do like the quick freeze.
It might be some kind of like...
Yeah, you know, they say like a sperm will die, you know, outside of the body for like after a couple hours because it gets too cold. But if you can freeze it and they live.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard of, like, certain frogs you can, like, stick in the freezer, and then when you take them out, they're
indefinitely, you could just leave them that way, and then they'll just live. like a fucking 10 years from now, you just take it out, thaw them out, and they're fine.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? He goes home with his wife, frog
remarried.
Wife. Remarried. Like, Kathy. What the fuck is this?
Kathy, how could you? I just stepped out for some milk.
And this guy took me and put me in his freezer.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
If frogs drink milk?
Yeah, yeah.
Cow milk or like some other
milk? No, cow. We all like cow milk. Other milk's shitty. We all know that.
What other milk have you tasted?
Oh, human. Tastes like shit.
You have?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you're messing around and, you know, there's something in there.
I don't mess
Sometimes
around
you get
pregnant
a taste.
Ladies.
Oh, exclusively for me. You know I'm a fan of pregnant porn.
Well, actually, the first girl I had sex with is technically pregnant, I think, so.
And there you go. So you're a liar. Hypocrite liar.
And I heard the last time I told that story, she happened to listen that day and got pissed.
What does she fucking care?
I don't know, because I was going on about it, and she was mad.
You weren't going on. It wasn't like 45 minutes later, and I'm like,
well, I showed up that long.
Enough with fucking
pregnant
chicks.
But I told the story about how she claimed that she was on birth control.
Oh, she was pissed that you called her a liar and a whore?
She didn't deny it at that point, though.
I'm not a liar or... Well, I'm a liar and a whore. You're right.
I mean, it was like we would date or whatever. I had sex with her. 7 months later, I got a call from her and her baby's crying. I'm like, what's with the baby? And of course, I was a young guy, so I'm like, oh shit.
You were 9.
I'm a father now. You know, I did, even though, you know, you add it up, it didn't make any sense. But plus, most girls will tell you. They're not going to just like keep the secret from you.
Well, no. No, you're a fucking walking paycheck, yeah.
But then when I told the story like a year or two ago, she just listened to it and she's like, oh, I forget what she said. She complained about it, though.
Do you think that... What's the numbers of women who get pregnant and then...
Millions.
Really? I was wondering about that. Okay, they get pregnant and then they kind of fabricate the father. Let's say you know who knocked you up. Like, this guy's...
That client is so fucking poor.
He doesn't... He could barely hold on a job. Doesn't have a fucking cent to his name. I'm going to go bang this guy who has shit going on for him. Then, you know, come to him and say, he got me pregnant. Do you think that ever happened? I mean, I'm sure it does happen. Yeah. But what do you think the, you know...
And you just got to hope that the guy doesn't decide for, you know, to get the...
Yeah, look, well, I mean, as far as...
Paternity test.
As far as a sucker is concerned, it's like... I had sex with this girl, and now she's pregnant. You know, I guess that happens.
That's why I cover all my bases, Mark. I murder them right after I have sex with them.
Oh, I wish. Fucking wish.
Dead men don't lie.
You fuck guys? I didn't know that. Anyway, in other news,
Also, I found out after that guys don't get pregnant.
Kill those guys for nothing.
Boy, was I embarrassed.
I know, man. Your basement's full of corpses, and, you know...
What do you mean a man can't get pregnant? I saw...
I saw Junior.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger. Yeah, Danny DeVito fucked Arnold Schwarzenegger. Knocked his ass up. Remember that?
Don't people call them ass babies?
I've heard of that.
Exactly.
There was a... I remember Tenacious D had a video, and they had a kind of a bit like that. Not funny.
I thought it was.
Mm.
KG giving birth.
Yeah, well, I wasn't a fan. I'm a huge fan of the first album. So don't get me wrong, I am a Tenacious D fan.
No, you're not. A fan doesn't abandon his favorite thing.
I'm a fan of their first fucking album, and it's not abandoned. I like their first album. Other than that,
I stay for the long haul, Mark.
Even if they're not good.
I have all their albums, and I listen to them every day.
That's not being a fan, that's being a fanatic. Because even if it sucks...
You know fans start for fanatic,
I understand
right?
that, but there's still two different things.
I don't think so.
They are. That was where it originated, but they've diverged.
Yeah, no one ever says, like, I'm a Mets fanatic.
Yeah.
What do they mean fan?
Being a fanatic is different than just being a fan.
It's hot in here. Turn on the fanatic.
You want me to start blowing that dude? He's nuts. You don't want that. You know I'm not a fan of things. I try not to be.
So, Mark, do you know who James Dean is?
The sausage guy?
That's Jimmy Dean.
That's his name. Look at his birth certificate. James Dean.
The actor.
The dead one? Is that a motorcycle? The
car,
old one?
Car.
I thought it was a motorcycle.
Car.
I guess I do.
Because I was watching a video about it. This guy reenacted all his, like, took the drive. He took his final drive with him.
Did it look like, how the hell did the guy die? Barely a turn.
Well, some car ran into him.
Yeah.
But my girlfriend's like, I don't know who James Dean is.
We go through this every fucking week. Young people don't know shit. They don't know anyone. They don't know references.
Imagine how pissed James... We were talking about James Woods yesterday. he must be pissed like every minute. Like, what do you mean you don't know who W.C. Fields is?
I've heard of him, but I barely know
who. What do you mean you don't know who Charlie Chaplin is?
Him and his Hitler mustache. I don't know why no one gave him shit about it.
Because it was before Hitler.
Hitler ripped him off? I guess he was a Chaplin fan, huh?
Well, then after he did a goof on Hitler. Because he was a Jew and he was really pissed about it.
Hitler couldn't say shit, though, because he knows that, listen...
Actually, I think it was still during the war he did the farce on Hitler. It was called The Great Dictator, and they were worried that he was going to get murdered for it.
Yeah. Did it stress the word dick? The Great Dick.
What do you mean Tater. You don't know who Howard Taft is? That's James Woods still complaining. I'm giving James Woods age jokes.
Okay.
He's going to be pissed. Yeah, but you're right.
You don't know Truman?
Young people, like... Yeah, but when I was younger, I knew who James Dean was.
Yeah, I mean, I know of James. I'm not like a big fan, and you know, like some people are. Oh, James Dean.
He was in three films: Giant, East of Eden, and you know the other one.
I don't know any of them.
Rebel Without a Cause. Those were his three films.
Yeah, it's like, you know, as usual, somebody dies young and they're just a big star. If he would have lived, he would be forgotten. No one would know who he is by now.
I don't. The only one of those three I haven't seen is Giant. I saw East of Eden in school, and I saw Rubber Without a Cause.
A condom. No reason to put it on, so fuck it.
Hey, look, it's a rubber without a cause.
Yeah.
That's what the rubber's in my drawer.
I know.
They don't have a cause.
I had to throw them out. They're expired. I've done that before. I've mentioned I had to actually throw away.
They take like three
condom.
Or 4 years to expire.
Yeah. Yeah. Expiration date. Came and went. Tossed them.
I remember the guys you know, like, first got their hands on a condom even though they weren't having sex and be all like ratty and like, look what I got. Like, I don't know why I'm impressed by that, dude.
But I am. I don't know why, but I am.
It's like, look at this. I got a wallet. How much money you got in there? None.
It's still a nice wallet, though.
I guess. It's still a nice condom.
I had to waste money that I could have put in this wallet to buy the wallet.
There you had the... I'll look at the condom aisle one day. Did these, like, fancy condom boxes. It was like some brand I never even heard of. Like, Michael Jacobs or something like that.
Mark Davila's. I invented them.
But they were like $17 for the box of 12. Like triple the price that I usually pay.
Oh, wait a minute. New invention. You know how they have lambskin condoms? Human skin condoms. It's like wearing nothing at all because you're wearing fucking human skin. It's brilliant.
Illegal.
They gotta ruin everything, man.
You know, they're always talking about, when is the male birth control pill gonna come out?
They've been talking about that for the
last
800 years.
They're in so much trouble with it. Like, sperms are so, like...
They're elusive.
Yeah, they're so powerful.
And
like,
beautiful. And
tasty. You can't kill them.
Like the Terminator.
But as I said a million times before, if you boil your balls right before sex, they'll be dead for a good 20 minutes.
I think they're dead longer than that. And it probably hurts. You don't have to actually boil them like you're boiling a hard-boiled egg.
What's that smell? What are you doing on top of the stove? Don't worry about it. We're having sex in 20 minutes. Get ready.
I'm squatting over the
lube
stove.
Lube up, bitch.
I don't know why you're so derogatory towards your women.
She likes it. She likes dirty talk.
You know what? A lot of chicks do. A lot of chicks love the rough shit.
Oh, yeah, you're
dirty
a dirty whore. You're a dirty whore slut, huh?
Not when you say it like that. That sounds kind of weird. But, you know, in the heat of the moment.
I'm not good at it, so I have you stand over the bed. Oh, yeah, you're a slut. Look at him fucking.
Take it, you whore. Yeah, you want it, don't you?
What, you're done already? Oh, I still have more material left.
I have pages.
You're paying me for my whole session.
Yeah, listen, man. You paid for the hour. I don't care if you're done. You're getting the hour.
Yeah, if you buy an hour at the Bunny Ranch, can you have sex like over and over again?
I think so. Yeah, why not? It's like, look, I paid for this, whore.
Man, I'd have some serious buyer's remorse.
If you had the money to go to the Bunny Ranch, I don't think you'd have buyer's remorse because, you got the fucking cash.
I don't know, man. Some of the people that were on that show, they didn't look like they were all that rich.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of truckers like just going through. So, I don't understand their pricing. Because you see a lot of guys who, they don't have a lot of money.
They
so
said that...
it's like $500 they're paying. And then you got another guy who's paying like 10 grand.
If you go to the Bunny Ranch, here's a tip.
Wear the rattiest fucking clothes.
Yeah, because if you go in there looking rich, they're going to charge you more. You go in there, you know, looking like a rat.
Looking like me? They might give it to me for... they might pay me.
If you're in your gym shorts, t-shirt, and backwards hat like Mark...
I'm not wearing gym shorts. I'm wearing like... These are khaki. Okay,
they're
so thank
gym
you.
Shorts to me. I grabbed your balls earlier. I could feel them right through the material.
My balls are very obtrusive. They're bulbous.
Big balls.
Yeah, they're average, I guess. I mean, I don't see a lot of other guys' balls.
I have one ball. It's way bigger than the other. That's how I got in trouble the one time because...
You're under arrest, motherfucker.
No, my idiot doctor's like...
What if some dude like robbed the bank nude and one of his balls was like really big and so a cop walked by and seen one of your huge balls in a case of mistaken identity?
Remember when your friend got mistaken identity at the supermarket?
I'm pretty sure that was a lie. I'm pretty sure that friend's a liar. But yeah, my friend told me that he was at the store or he was at the supermarket and some cop... It's like, hey, you, and like grabbed them and even handcuffed them, roughed them up a little bit because he thought he was somebody else, which I'm Charles Manson. I'm pretty sure it's a fucking lie. I know a lot of liars, apparently.
But anyway, so I was 14. I go to the doctor and he does the ball feel thing. He's like, seems like one of your balls is bigger than the other. Mm. And in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, I learned in health class that it's totally normal, but this fucker.
What if he said, what are you doing later? You want to hang out or something? Or?
No, this fucker sends me in for an ultrasound. And I told the story before, but I'll tell it again. So yeah, well, I'm 14 years old. My grandpa had to take me because my father was working. He doesn't give a shit about me.
That's true.
And
take time off? What is he going
to do? To this day, when I went for my surgery a few weeks, last month, he couldn't take me because he was sick. Or not. I was sick. He was
He couldn't take working. You because you were sick? You know I hate sick people.
Just he's when I need him the most, he's working. Anyhow.
Why can't you rely on him?
So I go in. I got to take my... You know, and when you're 14 and not really going through puberty yet, you're really embarrassed. And then they had this lady come in, she had to put that gel on me, and she didn't want to put it on my penis, so she moved my tiny 14-year-old penis, like with her thumb and finger, and just moved it to the side.
Still the same size.
No. And then put the lotion all over my balls.
Oh, yeah.
You think I would have got aroused, but I didn't. Yeah. I know young Mark was aroused all the time at the doctor's.
Okay. One... My balls are both the same size, as far as I can tell, but one hangs lower than the other. But I am capable... Can you do this? I don't know if you can. Can you move your testicles independently?
I don't know.
Without touching it?
Hold on. nope.
I can. Like, if I'm just standing there nude, you'll see one of my testicles
move up and
down.
That's only one that you have way too much time on your hands.
I have a lot. But I can do that. I can move my right testicle, I can move up and down.
I'm sure I can move mine up and down, but...
Really? Just one?
I don't know. Well, the one's lighter, so I could probably get that one. Lighter.
Filled with helium.
My theory is that the one's dead, so that's awesome, because I don't want to impregnate a girl. Like, that would be the most glorious day ever if I found out I was not fertile, or whatever they call it. Oh my god, I'd be like... The guy in the old Toyota commercial jumping up in the air. Yeah! No spermo! That's what I'd do.
Okay. I don't know if people know that Toyota commercial reference.
The old Toyota commercials, people would jump up next to their Toyota in the air.
Freeze frame.
And go, Toyota.
Yeah. Okay. When you mentioned that I was...
Charlie from Empty Nest was
there. Yeah. Okay, shut up. When you mentioned that I was always aroused and you're going to the doctor, one, wouldn't... It'd be funny if your doctor was doing that kind of low, sexy talking to you while he did that.
Damn. Well, doctors usually do talk in kind of like a lower voice.
Would you be... How funny would it be? Do you think doctors ever do that for fun? It's like, hey, you want to get a bite to eat later? You know, just doing that? That'd be hilarious.
My urologist is like the most handsome guy. That guy... I fell in love with him. I mean, that guy, he was like... You could tell he was like, you know, cool as a cucumber, and it's like... You know, nothing bothers him.
Wouldn't you be grabbing balls all day? You'd be cool too.
But he's rich. Well, he's doing old ladies too. Not doing, but you know.
He's fucking everything, man. Fucking anything that moves.
Ugh, that guy. I envy that guy. You know, he's confident, smart, wealthy.
Smart man.
Handsome.
He's got it all.
Here's me. I'm handsome. Yeah. But I'm a social retard. Again, I'm at the fucking open mic last week doing comedy again. And... This motherfucker...
Again, they've asked you to stop.
Weird Beard was there again. He didn't talk to me. But this motherfucker comes up to me and says some horrible joke about Tony Soprano dying. I'm just standing there. Why would he think that he needed... Why would he talk to me?
Because it was important, man. Everyone needed to know. You don't understand people. That's your problem.
When people talk to me, my first thought is like, I wonder if this guy would notice if I ran away and hid under that table.
You don't think he'd notice? He'd just keep talking?
Yeah.
And as you peek, he's still in mid-conversation?
And then I said, Mike?
No, he didn't notice. He still doesn't notice. He finishes up the conversation, turns away. Well, before he turns, he says, well, it was nice speaking with you, sir, and just walks away.
Because even like in the old days when we used to go to bars and girls would start talking to me, which on occasion would happen, I'd be frozen. I'd be like a deer in the headlights and go, all right, if I run away.
What would you do if I touched your boobie right now?
Yeah, right. I was thinking of an escape plan. Like, my whole reason of being at the bar was like, all right, hopefully a girl talks to me tonight. And then when they do, I'm like, oh God, gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm scared.
Okay, real quick, back to the me being aroused with doctors. One time when I was a kid, and this was after my brain...
I fucked my doctor.
No, it was after my brain surgery, and I had to go to the...
Do you ever think about how someone's actually seen your brain?
No.
Like, no one's ever seen my brain.
Well, I'm special. I'm mm-hmm. better than you. But I had to go to the endocrine lab, because they wanted to test...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, they wanted to test my testosterone, because when they did the surgery, you know, things got... a little screwy, and I, you know...
Yeah, like, you don't like music anymore?
Yeah, and, like, the growth... I had a growth spurt, like, sooner than I should have. You know, things kind of messed up, like, hormonally. So, they wanted to test some shit out. And somehow it got in my head that just because they wanted to test out testosterone, that they were going to look at my penis. So, I could not be aroused that entire time sitting in the waiting room... rock hard, and I'm like 11. I'm fucking rock hard. My mom's sitting next to me. I'm waiting for the doctor to come. She gets me. I have to do the weird hunch over, shirt low walk. Okay, like it just.
Why didn't you go? Hey, there's only one cure for this, honey. Come on.
Yeah,
11. Ah, you too.
11-year-old me. Double blow job. Let's go.
Your mom and a nurse. That sounds hot.
She was a doctor.
Doctor nurse. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine if your last name's Nurse. Doctor Nurse.
I've never run across
anyone. Nurse Doctor. What if your last name's Doctor? Nurse Doctor.
I've never heard of either, so I don't know. Anyway, so me being aroused as a doctor, that's nothing new. Nothing new on me. Very common.
You know what is new? HotShowWizKids.com. All new. 6 months ago.
No, I mean, it's not.
But many of you have... I've checked the analytics, and many of you have not been there.
I mean, not everyone on the world, on the planet. Yeah, that is true.
So get over there, have some fun. We have videos, other podcasts, predictabilities every other Saturday of the month.
Why don't we start stealing the feeds of popular podcasts and just putting it on ours, too? And you want to check out Adam Carolla's show, Mark Maron? It's on there, too. Fuck it. We'll steal their shit, put it on ours.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we might try that.
Until next time.
Don't say stupid shit.
That's what Hugh Gallant fucking always said.
Yeah, where is he
now?
He's
a legend.
He's fucking dead.
He's not dead. We went through this the last time.
He's always dead.
Oh my God. This is the third time you go, he's dead. I go, he's not. Now, I know one time he will be dead.
Exactly. And then I want to say, I fucking told him. I've been telling you for years.
That's not going to make you right retrospectively.
Pretty sure it will.
Whatever. Good night.
HotShowWizKids.com. You don't.